completely unpredictable WVOX, where something's always happening. At 1460 on your AM dial and streaming live right now at WVOX.com. Download the WVOX app and take us with you wherever you go.
1460 WVOX.
Stay tuned now on WVOX for Westchester Means Business with John Ravitz. John Ravitz is the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. Now, Westchester Means Business on 1460 WVOX.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. Thank you for tuning in. Hopefully everyone is staying cool and healthy today. For those of you who might be listening for the first time, let me tell you a little bit about the BCW and how we can help your business grow. We are the county's largest business membership organization focusing on economic development and advocacy. We have over 1,000 members ranging from the multi-international companies that call Westchester home to all the hospitals and universities, biotech firms that have really put Westchester County on the map, professional service firms in all different sectors, mid-size and small businesses, non-for-profits, and solo entrepreneurs. And our mission is to help our members grow their businesses by helping them build relationships with each other, by putting them in front of stakeholders that might be able to assist their business, by helping them market their business by using all of our different communication platforms, and advocating for them on all levels of government. To learn more about how the BCW can help your business, please go to our website, which is www.thebcw.org, and always feel free to give us a call at 914-948-2110. Each week, it's my pleasure to introduce to our listeners a BCW member and from all different sectors, and we're very excited today to have Patrick Murphy, who is the president of New Logical LLC. And let me tell you a little bit about Patrick, because it's a really cool bio. Patrick is a technology and media consultant. He develops an online media presence, websites, social media, SEO, e-commerce, network infrastructure, cybersecurity, desktop help, and online live streaming, broadcast solutions, and he consults with over 150 clients. Patrick grew up with a reputation from his skills in information technology and media since he was 8 years old. Inspired by software his older brother used in a web design class at Gorton High School, Patrick took up tech and digital media as an after-school hobby and launched his first website at 12 years old. Whether he was involved in extracurricular activity, he applied his knowledge in media and tech at every opportunity. He worked with MSG Varsity and ran the Sacred Heart High School yearbook. And while at Baruch College, Patrick was the general manager of WMB Radio, bringing it back from a year-long hiatus and introducing new technology and 30 hours of weekly live program. Patrick graduated earning the Baruch College Student Media Services Awards and was later appointed to be a permanent member of the Baruch College Association Board of Directors. He formally founded his business, New Logical, in his senior year in college after encouragement from his close friends, and provides necessary consulting and media tech infrastructure development for various small businesses, restaurants, flower shops, gyms, spas, law offices, real estate firms, insurance agencies, school districts, non-for-profits, and political campaigns, as well as sports teams. New Logical consults and helps run website maintenance for over a dozen BOCES schools and programs in Nassau County, keeping information up to date and adjusting to the needs of the COVID-19 pandemic to ensure parents and students receive the information and resources they need for education. He has developed and runs websites, digital marketing, online fundraising, and technology needs for over 25 local government campaigns across Westchester and Suffolk County. Patrick, welcome to the show. And I have to tell you, I read a lot of bios, but I really had fun reading yours. So welcome today.
Oh, no, it's a pleasure. It's also an honor to actually speak with you, having seen that you're a former assemblyperson yourself.
Well, in a past life. So let's get right into New Logical. I mean, first of all, the fact that you started this basically when you were eight, your love of obviously software and computers design, watching your older brother. Talk to us a little bit about that, because I think that's really, really fascinating.
So I think my entire life, I realized I've just always had a fascination in how things work. And a lot of times if I was watching cartoons or even when I first discovered the internet, which I have to be sometime in the late 90s, the first thing that ran through my mind, even as like a young child, I was just like, how do they do this? And whenever the opportunity came, whether it was, you know, the few minutes of internet time I had as a kid, or just anything that was brought home, I just wanted to play around with it, learn how to use it. And one of the first things that my brother brought home when he was taking his web design class was, at the time, it was called Macromedia Flash. Then it became Adobe Flash. Now it's Adobe Animate. And that was like a tool to make cartoons. And obviously, when you're a kid, you want to make cartoons. So I wasn't the best artist, but I learned how to make projects that way, and that got me interested. Then, I think a month later, my brother brought home Adobe Dreamweaver. At the time, it was called Macromedia Dreamweaver. And that was like a tool to build websites. And I just thought, hey, this is kind of cool. Like, I'm making cartoons for myself. I could build like a little local site for it. So over the years, when I was really developing how to do that stuff, I did sort of launch a website for the little cartoons I was making. I'm not going to describe them in any specific. They're all embarrassing when I look back. But it was just cool to be able to make it. And as time went on, I just kept looking for new things that I could do with tech and just make stuff for myself. And then when I got older, a lot of people said to me, you could just get paid to do this for other people.
Well, what's so interesting is the fact that you started digging in to, obviously, the internet when the internet was really in its infancy. And the fact that you were able to not only understand it at such a young age, but obviously had a gift to be able to envision adding on to what was, again, the internet in its infancy. What were some of the challenges back then that you faced?
I mean, I think a big thing is at first it was a lot of trial and error and getting yelled at by my dad and making sure that I wasn't breaking anything that cost a lot of money. I think the biggest challenges at the time were, you know, today anybody could look up how to do anything on YouTube. Where when we were still in the beginning of the internet, everything was on the telephone line. It was like dial-up. You remember dial-up, right? Have you ever had an AOL account? Yeah.
Yep. That was always a frustrating thing.
Yep. Yeah. So you couldn't be on that all day, and also things took forever to look up. So you still had to go to the store and buy books. And sometimes if I went out to like a Borders or a Barnes and Noble, I always tried to ask my folks to pick up actual manuals and some of these programs I was using. So I think the first manual I got was sometime in April 2002. I was still I was just turning 9, and I got a Macromedia Flash manual for my birthday. And then over time, whenever I had money to myself, I went and bought more manuals. And then around, I'd say, mid 2000s, YouTube finally came out. So then the rest was just carried through looking up online tutorials and asking people in online search engines and message boards. It's a lot of self-learning. So that, I think that was a big challenge. But I didn't really have a formal education in it, because not a lot of schools had the investment to teach these things until about the time I reached college, which is amazing when you think about it.
It is now, but the fact that you were able to, as I said, dig in and really begin to develop your own ideas from what limited resources there were already just speaks volumes to how important you are to this field. This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President of the Business Council of Westchester. Our guest this afternoon is Patrick Murphy, who is the president of New Logical LLC. So, also in your bio, we talked about how you took those skills as you got to high school and began to really use them in different ways to help your school and to help other programs. And then, obviously, the work now that you're doing at New Logical LLC. Give us a brief description of New Logical. Talk to us about how it was formed and, again, some of the areas that you are most proud of the work that you're doing.
So, like I said, my entire adolescence, childhood, and all that stuff, I was always had a reputation for being a good tech person. And, like you said, when I was in high school, I got involved in MSG Varsity, the Cablevision channel. I was involved in running the high school yearbook. In college, I was involved in running a radio station. That all came about when I was just kind of walking into the room of these things, and I would say, hey, there's a way I could contribute to this. Here's some of my ideas. And then in other cases, some people already knew that I was good at it, so they would kind of come up to me and they say, hey, we know you're good with computers. Can you help out with this? And after a while, especially when I was trying to think of what I wanted to do when I was in college, a lot of people just said, hey, you can make a business out of this. And so I did. And nowadays, I describe it as an all-around tech and media services business. So I provide all across-the-board consulting and, website design, maintenance, SEO, regular desktop help for computers, all that cybersecurity and things. But the thing I've been most proud of lately, and it's really the coolest thing, because another passion of mine outside of technology is sports. And one of the coolest things to come out of the one of the biggest silver linings to come out of the pandemic was the high demand for live streaming. And it was something I was also toying with on my own on the side, but I got it to apply it to rugby, soccer, like those two sports primarily, some even baseball. And it was just amazing to see the demand for it and all the folks that were tuning into it, especially overseas, like England, Ireland, New Zealand. It was just really cool. And to see, and that also allowed me to like tackle some mini dreams of doing this sports broadcasting stuff, which ties back to what I was doing at MSG Varsity. So I was taking existing skills from a decade ago and applying it again in the present. And I think that was, you know, especially during the COVID-19 pandemic, that was the coolest thing to come out of it.
So in terms of the sports thing, is that something similar to the local live network that some of the schools are using in Westchester County?
So it's kind of like the same format, but actually I'm not really doing so much schools. I'm actually doing semi-professional teams like one of the local teams in Westchester is actually in the national semifinals of the whole amateur world of soccer. So Lansdowne Yonkers Football Club, I've been traveling with them the last year or so. We won matches up in Boston and Pennsylvania, and we're being flown out to Chicago and actually the beginning of August. So I'm going to be streaming the semifinal and then hopefully the final. And hopefully that trophy gets brought back to Westchester. So that's the kind of scope I've been going towards. But I would love to do I would love to do high schools if they were interested in it. It's really like a funding thing.
Yep. No, understood. So talk to us a little bit, Patrick, about the service that you provide your client. I mean, obviously, we ran through the fact that you have over 150 clients. Really, what's New Logical's is it more geared towards small businesses, non-for-profits? And tell us some of the things that you want to bring to the table to show your clients that they can provide for it.
It's definitely being geared towards small businesses, because definitely something I've thought about. Whenever I thought of making a business, I never thought of it like that was going to be like Apple. I thought it was going to be something on a level that suits the networking meetings of the Business Council of Westchester. So I mean, everyone should think big, but I think sort of medium. And whenever I pitch to clients, I say, hey, this is a lot of ways to make your services and technology more efficient and optimized. So I start off with just the site. Then it turns into social media. Then it turns into general IT services for the business. So like I've also helped set up entertainment systems. I've done the cybersecurity. I've been sometimes if the ordering systems that I set up for clients have like a problem, the kitchen may call me and I'll fix that. Or like say in the professional services offices, like I'll help the real estate firms and the insurance firms kind of boost their services online through scheduled posting. And sometimes their staff call me in for fixing things. So it's like a mobile chief information officer, if that's the best way to describe it.
Our guest this afternoon is Patrick Murphy, the president of New Logical LLC. Patrick, if people wanted to learn more about New Logical, is there a website that they can go to and a phone number they can call?
Yes, they can go on www.newlogical.com, and they can definitely email me at info@newlogical.com. Then they can call me on my business cell number, which is 914-217-4097. Generally, I answer that phone pretty much any time of the day. I'm always very interested in helping people. So just anybody can contact me at any time, and I'll shoot a response within probably an hour.
Yeah, that's terrific, because the services that you provide are so important. Let me just go into the website a little, because putting together a website is a process, and you coming into a business, I assume you and your team have to learn about the business, and then you have to, I'm sure some businesses have ideas of websites that you've seen will work, some that don't work. What is the process that you engage your clients with so that at the end of the day, you're producing a website that they feel very excited about?
So I'll admit, when I started this out, I kind of let them send me a basic email of what they wanted, and I kind of carried it from there. But over time, I definitely put a strong emphasis on meeting or speaking on the phone, or now with Zoom, have a Zoom conversation and really try to take notes of all the needs that they have in mind. And definitely I look at all the tools, especially ones that I've used in the past. I I put them together kind of like a construction plan, and I try to put it together within like a couple weeks. And then we have a follow-up meeting where we kind of discuss where goals have been met, where goals are close to being met, and try to adjust from there. So that's usually my process.
And do you monitor the website once you've helped put this website together? Do you monitor it to see that it's working, what's not working, or?
So there's a lot of folks that will insist that they definitely want to just monitor on their own, and and that's fine. But definitely, yeah, there's a lot of the bigger clients definitely take on website maintenance services with me, and then I check it on a regular. But even for the folks that don't go forward with it, like I, for the sake of just sharing a portfolio, I do occasionally check on things on my own, and then out of my own goodwill and I guess, you know, interest in self-promotion, contact them, say, hey, this needs to be tweaked in order to stay good. Because sometimes clients will make their own edits afterwards, because I usually set up the sites that way for them to do it on their own if they didn't need me. But yeah, no, generally there are various clients that will say, hey, I need you to check this on a regular, update it. So yeah, that's a service I provide as well.
And let's start talking a little bit about, you know, some of the things that come off of a website. I mean, obviously it's there are links to different areas of your clients' programs. There's promotion about upcoming events. How do you prioritize that? What is your message to your employee, to your clients, in terms of saying, hey, look, you know, you might only have somebody click on for 10, 15 seconds. This is what really needs to pop, so that they really want to keep looking at the website and explore it more.
So yeah, that's exactly what it is. I tell everybody to maintain an abstract form of writing on the beginning of their sites. And I want to make sure that everything and results in some sort of conversion. And what I mean by conversion, that they decide to call you, they decide to buy a service, buy a product online. So I always try to maintain a three click limit, that if the customer had to click more than three times to find something, then the site failed. So definitely I always try to keep like a very abstract writing on the front, maybe a little bit more description on the inside, and then leave the rest of the conversion to a phone call. Cause I think a phone call or like an email is where you really got the client locked in. So the message should be really strong within the first three clicks. That's definitely my mentality towards things.
This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President of the Business Council of Westchester. To learn more about how the BCW can help your business grow, please go to our website, which is www.thebcw.org, and feel free to give us a call at 914-948-2110. Our guest this afternoon is Patrick Murphy, who's the president of New Logical LLC. We're learning more about the services that he provides for different businesses. And Patrick, I one of the things that, and again, thank God I have kids who can constantly, even though they roll their eyes, help me when I screw something up on my phone or my iPad or my MacBook. But this area of what you work in changes dramatically, almost it seems like on a daily basis. How do you keep up with it? What do you do to make sure that, again, you're sending your clients the most information that they really need to make sure that their websites and other programs that they're working with you are really up to date?
So I think the biggest jump that we've ever seen in the history of the internet, and it's a very short history, obviously, was definitely in 2008 when the iPhone commanded a more mobile-friendly browsing experience. And that was the biggest change in the internet. So I remember there was a short period of time where I did kind of fall off from doing web design because I was focused on school. And when I got back into it, it was such a learning curve. So what I do on the usual is I do read a lot of online articles, and I read a lot of and watch a lot of industry trends on the internet. Something that I encourage anybody to do. Like if anybody especially has kids and they want their kids to grow up with a mindset for tech, I definitely would recommend watching YouTube videos such as like Linus Tech Tips and things like that. I think that's a great way to keep somebody up to date with the tech world.
No, it's important. And again, obviously, young people now, it's almost they're not intimidated by watching those type of videos now, because they're using the technology almost on a 24/7 basis.
I mean, the truth is, a lot of them are probably watching the videos already. Like, they just kind of pop up on their own search algorithms, and it's amazing how smart some children are becoming today. So, I mean, I could be completely run out of business in 20 years if, if there was a great stack of these kids coming out. They're going to be doing their own businesses like this. It's amazing how smart Generation Z has been becoming. in terms of
technology. You'll be on the lookout for the next Patrick Murphy. So this year, obviously, or this last year and a half with the pandemic, I mean, no industry was immune to really having to really not only pivot, refocus, redesign their work. How has this last year and a half been for New Logical, and what are some of the key priorities that you've done to help your clients?
So when the pandemic began, I was actually on vacation in Ireland, and I came back, had to quarantine for a couple of weeks, and then that first 2 months when the entire state was shut down, there was definitely a big slowdown of things. However, there and I did lose a lot of clients in the restaurant business, especially. And that was made up basically by the increase in government efforts to convert things to remote learning. And with remote learning, I had a lot of calls from clients who were also parents calling me to their homes, obviously doing it in a safe and secure manner, but setting up the remote learning setups to make sure that their children were prepared for remote learning. And that's where kind of after that, where I saw an uptick in people wanting to stream from their homes and stream from the from like closed facilities, so that the audiences that would have otherwise have attended in person come forward. So to sum that up, I would say the restaurant business definitely tanked, like in terms of my portfolio of clientele, but it got replaced by a lot of remote work and live streaming clientele.
And as now as businesses are looking to reemerge. And you know, and obviously after Labor Day, hopefully most people will be back in their businesses in some shape or form. What are some of the goals that you look for New Logical doing in the end of 2021 and into 2022?
I mean, I think one of my favorite types of clients have been you know, medium sized companies and government offices. So I definitely would like to expand on that type of clientele. I've been really loving the live streaming capability. So something that I definitely want to build a bigger team on and try to tackle more teams and clients, because it seems like that's really the future. Like, people aren't really looking to pay for ESPN Plus anymore. They're actually more willing to support their local minor league teams and schools. And it's like a really cool revolution that you may not notice yet, but is really on the upfront. And that's another thing I want to definitely expand on. I definitely see a future in that.
And are you looking to bring more staff on, or is this,
eventually, you know, right now, yeah. I have a pretty small team of folks that many of which I've known for a really long time. Like, they kind of saw that this business was coming and made time to do work with me on the side. But yeah, I definitely, one of my dreams of my entire life was to have like a whole floor of a building and have various staff. I think that would be where I really said I accomplished all my goals with the company and would not know what to do with myself afterwards.
It's a good dream to have. So, Patrick, you know, you talked very briefly, and I can't believe we're almost out of time, but you talked about, you know, advice for young people to watch YouTube for training videos. But, I mean, again, as this industry continues to emerge and the new generation of Patrick Murphys are beginning to say, you know what, I have a passion for this, what's the one tip that you would give them besides watching YouTube videos?
I would definitely say don't let school get in the way of your education, because I think one of the biggest follies of my upbringing was definitely that just not enough schools were investing in teaching tech and code and digital media. I mean, I know it's growing now, but it's just that, you know, if there's something new, schools are going to take a long time to adjust to it. So if you see something that is, you know, pioneering something completely new, I definitely say, like, make time after school to really pick up on those new things, because you never know how much of a career it's going to build for you.
Well, that's great. And we're so glad that New Logical LLC is a member of the BCW. And I know some of our members are probably going to look at your services as they look to move forward. Can you just give the website and the phone number one more time before we say goodbye?
Sure. It's newlogical.com. And my phone number to contact me is 914-217-4097.
Well, thank you very much, Patrick. And again, we look forward to seeing more of the exciting work that New Logical LLC is doing in Westchester County and throughout New York. This is John Ravitz, the Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer for the Business Council of Westchester. Thank you for tuning in this afternoon. We'll be back after the July 4th holiday with a new guest. But as always feel free to give us a call at 914-948-2110 if we can be of assistance to your business. Remain safe, and we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.
With world and national news, here is the latest update from Fox News Radio on 1460 WVOX.